Colossians 1, verse 24, and we'll be reading chapter 1, verse 24 through to 2, verse 5. Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church. I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and in teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith in Christ is.
God, our Father, we thank you that you are a God who has spoken to us through your Son, and we thank you for your word, that right now we can open it and come to you. And we pray now, Lord, that you would speak to each of us this afternoon, that we would better understand your gospel, but that we would better see the Lord Jesus Christ. Please may you help us to see just how amazing he is, that our lives will be changed as we remember him. So please work amongst us now, we pray, by your Spirit. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Tree, who's behind the mask?
Seen it or not, it's hard, isn't it, not to get caught up in the excitement of the big reveal on the new TV show, The Masked Singer. Each week, a celebrity is revealed, and yet at the same time, a panel of judges try to figure out who the singer is. And the more the confusion and the more the wondering grows, the more exciting is the reveal. And as we've been looking at in the book of Colossians so far, Paul is passionately urging the church in Colossae to keep true to the message of the gospel that they have heard. In a world of competing ideas, tempting the Colossians to either walk away from Jesus or add to Jesus, Paul wants them, and I believe this afternoon God is, through this letter, is urging us to see that when it comes to the church, we are the place of the big reveal, the reveal above all reveals. It's a mystery. If you look down, far more exciting. So it's a mystery far more exciting than a far greater worth than a celebrity behind a mask. And if you missed it, look again at how many times we see the mystery. Verse 26, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages. Verse 27, to them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery. Chapter 2, verse 2, my goal is that they may be encouraged in heart, united in love, in order that they may know the mystery of God. And I want us to see that we've been let in on a secret. It's, as it were, the backstage manager has come to us and has revealed who is behind the mask. While people all around us are shouting, you know, take it off, take it, which is really ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, but take it off with open mouths, guessing. But no, just as we've been seeing over the weeks, the guessing is over. Life is found in Jesus. So with people trying to figure it out, what is this thing called life? What's it all about? Well, Paul is clear. All things have been created through him and for him. And if you look again at chapter 2, just look down at verse 2, Paul says, my goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ. Full riches, complete understanding. All the treasures of wisdom. See, Paul is adamant, isn't he? He's adamant that this church doesn't waste or take for granted the incredible truth that God has revealed Christ to them, to us, and to the church. So I think before we dig a little bit deeper, I think it's important that we clarify what we mean by the word church. And take a look down at verse 24. And Paul says, I rejoice in what I am suffering for you. I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church. Did you see that there? Whose body? Christ's body. See, the church is more than just a building. It is the body of Jesus. So what then is the point of church? That's our question for this afternoon. And I've got two things that I hope will help us with that. So number one, to show Christ. And number two, to grow in Christ. So there's our two things. Okay, so if you remember those two things, show and grow. They rhyme. So hopefully that's really, really helpful. Now we have a quick game, hopefully. So just look at the screen. What is this? Twitter, keep going. Yep, keep going. Great, well done. Excellent. Perfect. Good. Well done. You're good at this, aren't you? Oh, well. Well done. That was good, wasn't it? Have you ever played that game, the logo game? It's great. I'm really bad at it, but it's really good. So when you see those, right, when you see the orange with the tick, you see the little man's face, and you know, don't you? You know it's Nike. You know it's Pringles. When you see it, you think, it's great, isn't it? It's good branding, it's good marketing. But when people see us, the church, God's family of believers in Jesus, what do we want them to see? Now, I was given a graduation present. Was given to me when I graduated back in 2007. And if you turn it over, it says, Royal Dalton. There we are. That's it on the back. It's obvious, isn't it, who made it? It carries the mark. And so as God's people, his church, what is to be our mark? If people were to, as it were, to turn over our lives, what would they see? I think Paul says something a bit odd in verse 24. If you look down again at verse 24, he says, "Now I rejoice in what I am suffering." And I think, really? You know, how? How is it that Paul can rejoice in his suffering? That doesn't seem like something to be rejoicing about, okay? But he does. And I think if we take a closer look, we see that if you look again, his suffering, I am suffering, you look down, for you, speaking to the Colossians, that is the church. And as we read on, Paul says, "I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, the church." You see, Paul is suffering for the church, and he rejoices. He says, verse 25, "I have become its servant." That's the church, his servant. So we see, don't we, he's suffering for the church. He's sharing in Christ's afflictions for the church. He's become a servant of the church. But why? Well, so he can present the word of God in its fullness. Because Paul knows, he knows that his suffering for the sake of the church is revealing to people what Jesus is like. It's as if when they see Paul and they turn over his life, they're in some way seeing Jesus. Ah, that's what it means to know Christ. That's life-changing. You see, the mystery of God, the mystery that has been disclosed to the Lord's people, namely us here at City, if we're here, is that the promised hope of glory is not Christ with you or Christ by you, Christ over you. But look, it's down there in verse 27 at the end. It's Christ in you, Christ in me. That when I lay down my life and I say, not what I will, but what you will. When I move towards that difficult person, when I put aside my comforts and needs for the sake of another, when I give generously, love without expecting love back, forgive and leave no record of wrong, build my life around the word of God and make Christ my focus and my greatest desire. See, this is the glorious riches that God has made known to us. It's quite exciting, but a bit terrifying as well at the same time. And he does it so we might make it known to others. About verse 27, he says, "To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery." See, this is a mystery, isn't it, worth sharing? So what's the point of church? Well, number one, to show Christ. And then number two, to grow in Christ. So we look down at verse 28. "He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me." So we've seen, haven't we, how Paul has been thanking God for the church in Colossae, how he's been rejoicing in his suffering for the church. And we now see a glimpse into what Paul has in mind as his big goal for the church. We see it in verse 29. He is strenuously contending. chapter 2, verse 1, he says, I want you to know how hard I am contending. Because we saw earlier, his goal is that they may be encouraged in heart, united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding. So we see, don't we? Paul has in mind fullness, completeness, perfection. And in fact, the word mature, if you see it there in verse 28, the word mature, it literally translates as perfect, fully accomplished, fully developed, finished. See, this is a part of why we are here. Not just to show Christ, but as a body of believers to grow in Christ. That we may grow up in maturity, becoming more and more like Jesus, until the day we see him face to face. And so it's worth asking the question, how are you growing? See, Paul is longing that this church in Colossae would not sit back. If you remember, back in chapter 1, he is continually asking God that they may be growing in their knowledge. And next week, we'll see Paul urging the Colossians to continue to live lives in Jesus, to growing, continuing, keeping going towards perfection, towards more of Christ, more of Christ. See, in my school, there's to make the staff male toilets a little bit more pleasant, the head teacher put a couple of pot plants by the window. Okay. Sadly, after about a year of no water, they shriveled up and turned brown and died. Okay. They started out so green and vibrant, and they ended lifeless. So don't you see, God doesn't want us here at City to be a lifeless church. How could we be? I mean, with the living Son of God living in us, Christ in us, doesn't mean it's easier, doesn't mean that we will always get it right. And so we meet together on a Sunday. In verse 28, Jesus, he is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom. Admonishing, there may be times when time for a warning to check the areas of our lives where we may be stunting our growth in Christ. Teaching with all wisdom. Each week, as we open the Bible, what do you do with what you hear? And how can we become better at taking time to let God's wisdom instruct how I live my life? So what is the point of church? Well, number one, show Christ. Whatever circumstance you find yourself in today, how can you live in such a way that Jesus is made known? And to grow in Christ, let's be encouraging each other to keep moving towards maturity, that people may see more of Christ as we become more like Christ. Because the mystery is over. The mask has been revealed, removed. And we've been let into this secret. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So I pray. Our Father, we thank you for this amazing mystery. The mystery that Christ is in us. And we thank you that in Christ is fullness, that in him are hidden all the riches, Lord, all the treasures. And we pray that as your people, we will be growing in maturity. We pray that we would be showing more of Christ, that this place here would be a place where people see Jesus. So please help us this week to be thinking through what that means for us, how we can be living lives that make much of Christ. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.